It is very useful, the Bangkok meeting of WPAS, to happen for the first time, that the community is involved in this quite technical group of so-called scientists and the doctors who are this World Professional Association for Transgender Health. And basically, these all doctors are from the private sector. For me, I'm an activist and I come from a country like India, from the traditional ethnic group of the transgender, which are known as the hijras, that the normal hijra which is begging, or the hijra doing sex work, or the hijra doing the traditional work, or the lower middle class transgendered woman, to access or to know this knowledge. But it has opened the door. The World Professional Association for Transgender Health has opened its door and it started its learning process now. We are the oldest ethnic transgender community in the world. We have our own culture, we have our own systems, we are a community in ourselves. So this is a very old tradition, and which doesn't only exist in India, but in Pakistan, Bangladesh, and the Tarai region of Nepal. And it's one of the only traditions of the transgender community which is being accepted religiously and culturally in Asia.
So you're saying that despite the acknowledged cultural role in Indian society, the hijra community still faces a lot of discrimination.
There is a lot of stigma. Colonization of the country led up to many bad issues, and one is of stigmatizing and discriminating the community since hundreds of years. But now in India, the situation is changing. Though there is one place in the society where there is a lot of acceptance, because people want their blessings and are scared of their curse, but at the same time, access to education, shelter, and access to health, public health, is one of the biggest major issues which the community is still, and employment, of course.
In what way does this discrimination affect the fight against HIV in India?
See, now the National Department of AIDS Control Society has come out with the Phase 4 program. Even I was present at the launch in New Delhi, and the Ministry of Social Justice has a beautiful steering committee which was made, and I was in that process very strongly ahead that this should happen. And places like Maharashtra, Mumbai, where we come, we worked with the Women and Child Ministry, and the Minister Varsha Gaikwad, Professor Varsha Gaikwad, played a very important role of inclusion of sex workers and transgenders in the women's policy, the third women's policy in Maharashtra, which is approved by the cabinet, and the Transgender Welfare Board and the Transgender Cultural Institute is in the pipeline to be approved by the cabinet of the government of Maharashtra. So slowly, steadily, things are changing, like the issues of our election card, there is a bracket of others. In our passports, we can choose our sex. And in the identity card, we have transgender. But things are being processed very strongly in the country. And we are promoting a non-discriminative law attitude of the government.
There's little data available on transgender groups, but what little there is suggests that the transgender community is 50 times more likely to acquire HIV than the adult heterosexual population. Is that the case with the hijra community?
Of course, it is more marginalized in the transgender group, no, the hijra sector. The hijra sector is more marginalized in the trans group, and that makes it more problematic for the community and its ethnicity and many things. The community could not progress with the modern age.
How much understanding do you think the Indian health authorities have of your community and the transgender needs?
See, we started our organization. We were the first one in the Asia to start a transgender hijra organization way back in 1999. From that till this date, many things have changed so much. And
is this the Astitva Trust?
Yes. So these things have changed a lot. Many things in the country have changed. Rome was not built in one day, but I believe, you know, things have changed and brought a beautiful aspect to it. Slow and steady, we are getting to our rights and everything in our country, and that is much more to be appreciated.
Well, that's very good to know. And if you had to say something to our audience, what message would you like to send to them?
I rather want to say that religion can be important. Moral values can be important, but the biggest important thing is humanity. And every religion has taught to love one another as a human being. Our sexuality can be different, our expressions can be different, but we are as human as any man or woman. And please treat us with dignity, respect, and little love.